marketing, and the big boss, George Monroe. By the way, you can listen to the conversation as often as you like, and when you're ready, I've got a couple of questions for you. Shh, the meeting's about to start.
Good morning, Steve. We're looking at the sales results for this year, and it seems we have some issues on the East Coast.
Yes, we need to do something about this before August's AGM. We should set up an additional meeting ASAP.
What's the AGM?
AGM stands for Annual General Meeting. It's a meeting we hold every year to discuss the yearly progress. It usually takes place in August.
Oh, okay. Oh, here's George now.
Okay, George. I know your time is precious. Let's get down to brass tacks.
All right, everybody. We'll have to make this quick. I have to be in another meeting in 10 minutes.
Right, George. There's something we need to address. Sales on the East Coast have dropped by 8% over the last 3 quarters.
This isn't good news.
We'd like to hold an extra meeting to address this issue.
I see. Well, I have to attend a conference in New York on April 20th, so this meeting would have to be held towards the end of the month.
So when could we schedule the meeting? Should we aim for the 28th?
Yes, the 28th, or as close to it as possible.
Did you hear that? They want to hold an extra meeting on the 28th. Will you be able to attend? I hope so. But now, why don't you try these questions? Tell me, what do the letters AGM mean? I'm listening. The letters AGM mean Annual General Meeting. And what's George going to do in New York? He's going to attend a conference in New York. Or so he says. So, how did you do? Happy with your result? Let's make it a little more interesting now. You'll hear the conversation again, but this time, I'll stop it and ask you to say something. Don't worry, I'll tell you what to say and when to say it. Oh, here's Mary now.
There's something we need to address. Sales on the East Coast have dropped by 8% over the last 3 quarters.
This isn't good news.
No, it's not good news. I think you need to hold an extra meeting to address this issue. Tell George that now. I'm listening. Now, let's listen to how Mark says it.
We'd like to hold an extra meeting to address this issue.
Mark said, we'd like to hold an extra meeting. Is that what you said too? Let's continue.
I see. Well, I have to attend a conference in New York on April 20th, so this meeting would have to be held towards the end of the month.
This time, you want to know when to hold the meeting. You want to decide on the date and time. What could your question be? I'm listening. Now, let's listen to what Mary said.
So when could we schedule the meeting?
Did you hear that? Mary said, so when could we schedule the meeting? Did you say that too? Are you starting to feel more confident now? This time, you're going to hear a short part of the conversation again. Listen carefully because I want to find out if you've really understood everything. Shh, let's listen.
Yes, we need to do something about this before August's AGM. We should set up an additional meeting ASAP.
Mark said we should set up an additional meeting ASAP. To set up. What does that mean exactly? Is he talking about the chairs and tables in the conference room? Or is it a more general term? Does it mean to organize or to arrange a meeting? To set up an additional meeting means to arrange an additional meeting. And what about ASAP? What does that mean? ASAP stands for as soon as possible. As soon as possible. In the business world, you'll hear that a lot, believe me. Now I want you to practice some of the expressions you've just learned.